Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Zion Mennonite Church. It's good to have you here with us this morning. Trust that you had a good morning thus far, and we are looking forward to what God has for us this morning as we gather together once again through the wonderful technology of Zoom. And we certainly do appreciate the ability to be with one another during a time of great physical separation, but still together with one another spiritually for sure. Couple announcements for us this morning. The first one being next Sunday, we have a special event planned. This is a drive-in event. We've been trying to do these once a month. Now, this is different because it's in the afternoon. So next Sunday, beginning at 4 o'clock, you can come to the church and we have a gift for you, a couple gifts for you to pick up. And we're going to try and set it up so that you don't have to get out of your car. That's our intent. So it's going to be kind of a drive-through next Sunday starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 4:30. And then at 4:30, the plan is that we're going to sing Christmas carols, but we're going to stay in our cars. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how this is going to work. I hope you are too. It's a little bit of an experiment, but we have a plan that we're going to park the cars kind of in a semicircle so we can kind of see each other, but also that we can sing and hear one another. So it'll be an adventure, but please come and know we got some gifts for you, some things to pick up. And then also we're doing a Christmas card exchange. So if you have Christmas cards that you would typically maybe put in people's mailboxes here at church, since we can't do that, we're going to have a box where you can drop them off. You're welcome to come by the church before next Sunday and drop them off if you want to, but then next Sunday will be the final time to drop them off, and then we're going to deliver them to folks as we are able to in the next week after that. So that's what we're looking forward to next Sunday. So I hope you can join us. One of the things that we're kind of is an unknown in this. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns, right? One of the things is weather. So if it's rainy and cold, we're still going to do it. And just trust that even in that, there'll be great blessing for us. Jana has an announcement for us.
This is an announcement also for next Sunday. It's in your bulletin. If you would like to be a part of the Voices Together dedication, we will send out a link to that this week. It will be from 2 to 4 p.m. And this is a new hymnal that we have purchased for our congregation. That order has not arrived here yet because due to COVID, their printing facility had to shut down for a while. So it's been a slower process to get these delivered. We know that we can't get together and use them right now, but we can get introduced to the new hymnal with this celebration next Sunday. So please take note of that if you would like to join, and look for the link and email this week that we will send you.
Good morning, everybody. For a call to worship this morning, it is Repentance Sunday, I guess. Is that right, Bill? At home with Christ in repentance. And I got to thinking about that. I actually started thinking about something that I heard in a call to worship about 5-6 weeks ago from Ken Kaufman. And he was talking about idolatry and how idolatry really isn't just replacing God with another God, but it can be God plus something else. And it got my mind thinking about places of idolatry in my own life, places where I have God, but maybe I count on something else as well, maybe for comfort, maybe for security, maybe something that I put my hope in other than God that takes up God's space. So being as this is Repentance Sunday, yeah, I'm not going to repent anything, okay? But I did start thinking about this one thing, and this is kind of a thinker, so stay with me here. We live in a new covenant, right? This is a new covenant that we live with God through Christ. And sometimes the old covenant, it's tempting to have that as our idol, to depend on that old law, that old judgment, that old relationship that we had with God, as opposed to the new kind of relationship that he calls us to. I'm just going to leave it there. And I'm going to read these words from Jeremiah, who 500 years before Christ predicted his coming in this way. "There is a time coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with all of my people. It will not be like the old covenant that I made with your forefathers. Back in the day when I took them by the hand and I led them out of Egypt, because they broke that covenant, even though I was a faithful husband to them. This is the new covenant that I will make with all of my people when the time has come, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their own God, and they will be my own people. No longer will a man need to teach his neighbor. No longer will a brother say to his brother, 'Know ye the Lord,' because they will each know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will forgive them of their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. I am the one that appointed the sun, the moon, the stars. I am the one who stirs up the ocean and makes the waves roar. And unless all of this passes away, I will never again reject my people."
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come.
What happened?
You're good, Jenna.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. Amelia Miller is going to light our Advent candles this morning. So if you are in your home and you have your candles nearby, please follow along with the words that she will share with us. And when she's finished, we will sing a song and also wave to Amelia and the Miller family as they have helped us with worship this morning.
Say, I'm Amalia.
I'm Amalia.
Last week, we lit the candle of hope. Can you light the candle of hope? A purple one. Mm-hmm. Great. Today we light the Christ candle. Christ is always present with us. Today we light the candle of peace.
Journey down this event road, grant us the courage to make peace, peace in our heart, peace in our homes, peace in our communities. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Amalia.
Amen. Everyone wave at Amelia. Thank you.
Amalia. Hi, Amalia.
Thank you for helping us worship today.
He came down that we may have peace. He came down that we might have peace. He came down that we might have peace. Hallelujah forevermore. He came down that we might have peace. He came down that we might have peace. He came down that we might have peace. Hallelujah forevermore.
Mary was at home, and she was all by herself. Yeah, Mary. She wasn't too old. No, she was young, and she was about to get married to Joseph. So that was exciting. It was pretty exciting already for Mary. And then an angel came. And the angel said to Mary, "You are going to have a baby, Mary. You're going to have God's son." "Yeah, Mary, you're going to have God's son." Mary was very excited. Yes, she was very excited. Yeah, she wouldn't you be excited? Yeah, you're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm, a little baby. And that baby was going to be God's son. That baby is Jesus. Yeah, baby Jesus. Okay. Such a special story, isn't it? Yeah, that's such a special story that the angel came to Mary and then Mary had baby Jesus. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, thank you for sending us Jesus. Help us to always be happy, God, when new things happen to us. New things that allow us to spread your presence in our world. New things that allow us to tell other people about you and how wonderful you are. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, my beautiful children of Zion. Gina asked me to pick a song that we could sing through Advent, so I picked my favorite, "O Come Little Children." I wish we could be singing together in the basement, but we'll just have to sing from my parlor today, so sing along with me, please.
Okay. The scripture for this morning is Mark chapter 1, 1 through 8. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord and make a straight path for him." And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside went out to see him. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one who is more powerful than me, whose thongs and sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Bill.
Christmas. Christmas is coming. Are you ready? We are in this time of Advent, of celebration, of looking ahead and forward. So at our house, we have a Christmas tree up, and there happens to be presents gathering underneath our tree. I hope that you too have been doing some decorating, perhaps. I brought one of the presents along with me this morning. Let me show it to you. This one here, very nicely wrapped. And on there, I don't know if you can see it or not, but it says it's to me. So this is going to be one of my presents. Would it be all right, do you think, if I opened this now? Can I just go ahead? Julie's here with me. She says I'm not allowed to open it yet, but I need to wait. What has been one of your best Christmas presents that you received? Can you think of a present that you received that you remembered? You can say, yes, that is one of the best presents I received at Christmas. Mine might be in here, you know. Could be that this is the present that's one of the best presents. I'm sure it is. It's interesting to me that we need to wait to open our presents, our gifts. Some of us have a tradition, perhaps, of opening maybe at least one at Christmas Eve. I could start a new tradition, have, you know, an open present second Sunday of Advent right here in front of us. I better not do that. But this waiting, and it's a little bit like Advent and waiting for Jesus. Last week we talked about, I talked about being ready, Jesus at home, readiness. Today, Jesus at home, repentance. But it's about thinking how Jesus is indeed with us now, present through the Holy Spirit. But we are watching and waiting for Jesus and what Jesus is doing now, what Jesus is doing in our midst among us, and what new thing Jesus might be doing or calling us to. And I talked last week about waiting and that we need to wait and watch to see where God is working, to see where Jesus is calling us to. And we are waiting, and maybe some of us watching, for more presents to gather under the Christmas tree or in our stockings. Some of us that need to purchase presents are hurrying up, trying to hurry and get those presents that we do need. But waiting. And I wondered, does God wait? Does God wait? He calls us to wait. Does God wait? This word repentance that we're talking about today, big word, big theological word for sure, literally means that we turn. We turn 180 degrees from where we were headed in the other direction to where we are going to be headed. In the scripture text from Mark chapter 1, we see that John the Baptist preached a message about repentance, about calling people to turn from that which was causing them to not follow God, to sin, to turn away from that and towards Jesus. And immediately we see here in this text that what we're after is indeed Jesus, because John the Baptist was baptizing with water, and he makes a proclamation and proclaims that Jesus will come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Jesus at home, Jesus in our homes, literally, Jesus also at home in our hearts. And this understanding of repentance and being ready is about allowing God, through the Holy Spirit and the presence of Jesus, to embrace the new things that come with repentance, a turning towards newness, letting go of that which God calls us to let go of, and turning towards that which God calls us to grab hold of. A turning and being with God, God's presence, Jesus at home in our hearts. Repentance is about confession, about speaking and saying that which God has revealed to us as being wrong, of being incorrect, or of not being fully what God wants for us. From our confession of faith in a Mennonite perspective, these words from Article 8 say, we believe that through the life, through the death, and also through the resurrection of Jesus, God is offering to us salvation. Salvation from sin and a new way. A new way of life to all people, to everyone. We receive God's salvation when we repent of sin and accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. So there in that confession is this word repentance, of turning towards God, turning towards what all that God wants for us. Later in that same article in our confession of faith, it says, when we hear the good news of the love of God, the Holy Spirit moves us to accept the gift of salvation. God brings us into right relationship without coercion. Our response includes yielding to God's grace, placing full trust in God alone, repenting of sin, turning from evil, and it goes on and talks about all that God calls us to in that newness. So in this, we see a repentance that is a turning towards Jesus, that moment of salvation. And from Philippians, we know that salvation needs to continue to be worked out in and through our lives. It's not a once and done event. And there's an ongoing call to repenting of sin. So a baptism of repentance by John the Baptist is leading to that baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit being at home in our hearts, opening us up to what God has for us. Our identity in Christ, a new creation, but a continual newness for each of us. And it doesn't matter how long I have been a Christian, how long I've been in the faith, going to church, whatever words you want to put with that, but this relationship with God continues to reveal to me changes I need to make, to repent from that which isn't what God wants for us, and to turn towards what God does want for us. And in Advent, as we are waiting, we're waiting to see Jesus. We're waiting to see God, maybe in new ways even this year. Maybe a newness, like I don't even know what's in this present. I don't even know what all God has for me and what all God wants to reveal to me. But I'm watching and looking and I'm being ready to see that. And when I see God in new ways, when I grow in my relationship with Jesus, when the Holy Spirit is at work in me, there is revelations, a revealing to me all of what God is, but also what God calls me to be as a person. And ultimately, when that happens, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal things in me that need to change. And that's an ongoing process of this work of repentance, of confession, of salvation, of God's grace. For in this is indeed God's grace. You know, nobody receives a gift, a wrapped present at Christmas or any time, and just sets it on the shelf wrapped. Could you imagine? Imagine this year, the presents you received at Christmas. Don't unwrap them. Just sit them on a shelf somewhere and look at them. Maybe through the year you could study them. See what kind of wrapping paper. See what quality of Scotch tape was used to do the wrapping. Maybe you could hold seminars or Zoom sessions about your wrapped present. See, the thing about gifts and the giving of gifts is we don't really receive a gift till we open it up, till we rip into that packaging, pull out whatever is in there, and say, yes, this is what I want. I see how I can use this. I see where I need this. God's gift of salvation to us is not one to be set on the shelf, to be studied, to have meetings about. It's one to be experienced, to continue to open it up and say, God, reveal to me what you would have for me to see in your grace. In Isaiah 40, a chapter that we've looked at as we went through the book of Isaiah, just that reminder that God is calling us to kindness and to be tender. Comfort, comfort. Comfort my people, says our God. Speak tenderly. That call to repentance is one of comfort, is one of God's grace. It's one of recognizing how great God is and the greatness God is calling us to. And in that understanding of repentance being about God's grace and God's comfort, it releases from us any feelings of guilt, any feelings of judgment. It is God's extension of love to us. And we might sit and think, well, God, you know, it's been a long relationship with you, but yet I still have sickness. We still have this virus we deal with. When will it become evident and clear that you are changing the world in which I live? When you're taking away all sickness, when you're taking away all the things that hinder my capacity and my ability to grow more and more in love with you and with one another. From 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 there, it talks about God does wait. God waits for us to come to repentance. It says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. And I believe there, what that is about is God's timing is different than our understanding of God's timing. But it goes on, and it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient. He's patient with you. He's patient with us. And I am so thankful he is patient, because there's many times I don't get it. It says, instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, to experience the turning away from sin and turning towards God. Not just once and done, but ongoing throughout our lives. Grace leading to repentance. And Mark chapter 1, verse 1, it says the beginning of the good news about Jesus. And that this book of Mark is just the beginning of the good news. And we can read through the whole book of Mark, and it leaves us at the resurrection and of Jesus being raised from the dead and the experience of that. But it doesn't end there. The good news continues. And that good news is Jesus at home in our hearts today. And will continue throughout the rest of our lives and on into eternity. The good news doesn't stop. And part of seeing Christmas and celebrating Advent and recognizing these Sundays leading up to Christmas, this is all about an understanding of God's continual grace and extension of love comes to us over and over again. And we've kind of set a time frame of every year celebrating Christmas and Advent, but we don't have to wait till Christmas to celebrate Jesus and Jesus coming as a baby. We can celebrate that all the time. In fact, maybe we should sing some Christmas carols in July just to remind us that Jesus is always with us, always present. Repentance, that invitation by Jesus for each of us to turn and step more into the light. Step more into the light and that love that God extends to us. To remember John the Baptist calling us to this confession and the need to confess our sins, but to also recognize that that confession is about understanding more and more who Jesus is and who Jesus is calling us to be. understanding more about the light and how we're a part of that light. 1 John chapter 1 says, God is light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Repentance, confession, forgiveness, it's all there for us because Jesus came as a baby, because Jesus ministered on this earth, following God, seeking after God, even to the point of death, death on a cross, but didn't stay in the tomb and rose again. And it is this Jesus who rose again that is present with us today as the light through the Holy Spirit, bringing to us the call to repentance, of letting go what God calls us to let go and turning towards what God has for us. It takes some courage to repent. It takes courage to confess. You know, John the Baptist gives us a pretty good example to follow in understanding this action of confession, of repentance, because he realized that this wasn't about him, John the Baptist, because he said, after me is going to come one more powerful than I. And repentance takes humility. The admission that I goofed up, that I missed it. And the reassurance that God's love comes alongside with forgiveness, with comfort. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that this light shines on us and calls us to repentance so that we can go through that process of confession. And that leads to forgiveness, bringing about transformation. And this is hard work, and I get that. But I see confession as there's that confession to God, and the Holy Spirit reveals sin in our lives, to confess to God, to repent, to turn away from that. But there's also confession to one another. And I don't say that you need to confess your sins to some person in order to be forgiven. That forgiveness comes through Jesus and we confess to God. But there are times when we do need to confess to one another, particularly around those hurts that we cause in other people's lives. And to recognize that and to listen to each other for those hurts and to be able to say to the other, I'm sorry, that was not my intent to hurt you. I desire to bring comfort. I desire to walk with you. I might still disagree with you, but I can do that by showing love to you. Comfort towards us from God, towards one another. This repentance leading us in an understanding of transformation, relying on the Holy Spirit to reveal to us our need for repentance. That call in our lives to turn away from that which is hindering our walk with God. And it might involve confessing, meeting with someone, sharing with them what God's doing in your heart. Maybe it is meeting with someone that has caused you hurt and pain. But in that, know that this is about God's grace in our lives, the extension of God's love to us. Just like God's love to us gave us Jesus as a baby, gave us God's word, learning more about who God is and who we are. Confession, repentance, leading to a greater understanding of God's love for us. And we need this in our world today. We need to see the light and step into the light. And I think we can do it in a way that doesn't accuse people, doesn't demean people, doesn't say, I'm right, you're wrong, but can say, this is what God is doing in my heart and in my life. I want to hear more about what God's doing in your life and in your heart. I hope this Christmas that you get lots of presents, and that in those presents are things you can enjoy, things that you value, things you recognize show how people love you. And I hope you are able to give such gifts as well. But more than these gifts, I want to know more and more the gift that God has given me in his act of love, as I wait, as I get ready for Jesus at home in my heart, and as I repent that, which God calls me to repent when the Holy Spirit works in my heart. Maybe you've been listening and thinking about this, and you're thinking, I don't know, God. I think I'm good. You don't need to show me anything. Or perhaps something has come to your mind that does require some repentance. And maybe that even is going to require some courage on your part. Maybe you have to talk to other people. But in that, in those steps of faith, of action, of newness, God is growing in each of us. His understanding of love, of stepping into Advent, and that gift, that present of salvation for us. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this word of repentance. God, I ask that you would be revealing to us that which we need to repent, the sin that is evident. God, there's sin in my life that needs to be repented and spoken out in confession. Give me the courage to do that. Give each of us the ability and courage to do that. God, thank you for sending Jesus as a baby so that we might know that this confession, this repentance ends in forgiveness and can transform our lives. May we know that more and more each day, especially as we celebrate Christmas. Amen.
Joy to the world, our Lord is come. Let earth receive your healing, let earth receive your healing.
if you come and bring our benediction this morning.
I decided not to prepare a benediction this morning. I told myself I'm going to listen to what Bill has to say and see if I can come up with anything. So there's my notes, Bill. That's what I got. Do you guys remember a favorite birthday or Christmas present? Like, just comes right to your head? Nobody? Wow. Right off, getaway base station, 10 years old. Favorite gift ever, ever, ever. This is what I have for a benediction this morning. Repent. Turn towards God with courage and humility, and he will turn towards you.